Today's Mishnah in Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. So we have been talking about the different dinim of Safek Tumah versus Hayochid, Safek Tumah versus Rabim, and the question of Yesh Bo Da'at V'Sha'el or Ein Bo Da'at V'Sha'el. And therefore, when we're talking about a Tinok, we said it's Ein Bo Da'at V'Sha'el, and we always, therefore, are going to be neig with Safek Tumah. Shein Bo Da'at V'Sha'el is Sveikei Tohar. So let's imagine a case where a Tinok is found standing next to mommy's cookie dough, and he's got a little bit of that cookie dough in his grubby hands. And if we asked him, "Well, did you touch it?" He only says, "Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah," because he can't say anything else. So now what's the din? Now, one issue, of course, it doesn't say that the tinok was tamei. So here's a bit of a machlokas, because remember, we have sugyas where the Gemara assumes that a tinok is always tamei, because it's the derech of a tinok that he's always pashpesh in the ashpa. So he's always touching dead shrutzim and things. And as Rashi explains, he's also always being picked up by his adoring aunties, and they're picking him up and throwing him up into the air and tickling him and loving. The problem is that these aunties are often Tamea Benida. So that boy is in bad shape. So we can assume that that Tinok is Tamei. Some have learned that it's assuming the Stamden that is Becheskas Tumah. But in any event, either we're talking about where he's Vadai Tamei, and he's eating a piece of this cookie dough. Now the question is, well, I mean, it's possible that somebody came along, saw him eyeing that dough longingly, and this was a Torah person who picked a piece of dough off and gave it to him. So do we determine that he touched the dough or not? So Rabbi Meir says, no, he is actually considered to be Tahor. Why? Because, look, it's a classic case, isn't it? Now, is it a classic case, or is it very suspicious, this classic case? Because, I mean, basically, you have to put together in this event that it's true that Rov Tinokot, so if this is going with this Shita, we don't know for a fact that the Tinok is talking. So Rov Tinokot, or Metapchot, as we said, or Metapchot Be'isa. Okay. So either, look, it could be that we do know, as I said, or maybe he's metapeh ba'ashpa, but we definitely know that kids that are around cookie dough generally manage to get to the cookie dough, right? And the likelihood is that this kid picked that dough off the table. But, I mean, there are some, even though maybe not bismanenu, but there are some well-behaved tinokot who don't steal cookie dough off of the table. This just shows you how much life has changed since the time of the Mishnah. Anyway, so Rabbi Meir says, now remember that my shita is that I am choshesh lemiyuta. This is the same Rabbi Meir that learns that you have to be choshesh for even things that are unlikely, like by Yibum, maybe the katan is actually going to turn out to be a sarius, or the woman who's a katana will turn out to be an islandess, and so on. So this is Rabbi Meir's famous shita. He's chayshin lemiyuta. So that means, according to the Chachamim, we'll argue with Rabbi Meir, we essentially ignore a miyut when we have a rov. The rov defines the way that we deal with it, not according to Rabbi Meir. So we have over here, actually, a cheskas taira on the dough. And we have a miyut of taira on the child. So we can't say that he definitely touched it. And since it's Ein Bo Da'at V'Sha'el, so we look at it as being an evens kind of suffix. And in an evens suffix, we're ready to say that suffix tumah on an Ein Bo Da'at V'Sha'el is tahar. Mashain came, the Chachomim say it's not even. Why? Because Shederech HaTinok L'Tapeach. Children always manage to get in the norm. Say always, I shouldn't say always, but a la rov. But that means to the Chachamim, for all intents and purposes, it might as well be always. And therefore, since we have a din According to Chachamim, ain cheshes shel miut at all. So therefore, we have a rogue keneged bechazaka. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba is adif, and therefore it's not an even suffix to go ahead and to apply the din of ein bodat v'shael svekotoha. Now, we have a similar case where you've got a chicken in the house, and you look at your cookie dough, and it's got these little pecking things holes in it, and it sure looks like Mr. Chicken has been pecking at that dough. The problem is that there's also a container of water in the house that the chickens use to drink from, and that water was tame. So there's mashkin tameim b'toch habayim. Now we've got a question. It's true that most chickens cannot give you an answer to the question of whether did you touch that water before you pecked into this dough? They are not going to give you much of an intelligible answer. So it's an imbodas v'shaya. But is it an even kind of question at all? Since the maisa, the norm is that the tanagolim are going to be drinking from the water, and they're going to therefore be metame with mashkim tmeim. They'll be metame the yisa. Which, of course, since mashkim tmeim are chosen as trila, then they would make the isa seriously tame as a sheni. So what would be the din? Well, actually, im yesh bein hamashkim lekikarot, kidei shiyinagvu et piyem ba'aretz, harei elu tahorim. The norm is, interestingly enough, that chickens like to dry off their beaks after they drink, so that they won't, when they go pecking around in little pieces on the ground, that it's not going to get stuck to the outside of the beak. They want to be able to eat. So when they walk away from the water, they will generally peck at the ground in order to dry off their beaks. Now, how much space is there between the water, which is stomach, and the cookie dough? So if there's enough space over there, which the norm would be, that any self-respecting chicken would have wiped off its mouth by the time it gets to the cookie dough, then you can assume that there was no water. And in that case, hare elu tohorin. So even though we have a suffix, we don't have an uneven suffix because it's very likely that there was no water, just as likely that there was water. And because of that, we have what to be teron. So now we come down to suffix tuma of an ein bodat v'shael. So we treat it as a suffix tuma Birshut HaRabim, which is Tahor. Now, the same thing would be true with a Pora and a Kelev, because those animals always wipe off their mouth with their tongue. So if they were drinking water, then they would spread their tongue out over their lips, and there would no longer be the Mayim Tmeim that came from the water that the container was, and instead they would have washed it off with the saliva on their tongue. So if there's enough time between the water and the cookie dough, kidei shelachachu et lishonam, so then if it's especially the kind of water which is, what do they call that? Lip-licking good? No. What's the advertising words? Parnea knows.
Finger-licking good.
Finger looking good, but I think Rebbe's thinking of the Cracker Jacks commercial, finger smacking good.
Okay, anyway.
Lip smacking good.
If it's lip smacking good, which is what I'm thinking of, so then the Pora and the Kelev would have gotten rid of that water. Asha'en kein, other behemoths that don't have that behavior, so then there would have to be so much time that the water would have time just to evaporate on its own. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says, wrong. A dog, I see, obviously, you guys don't have any intelligent dogs in the house, okay? I can tell you that a dog is much too smart to go drinking water and leaving the dough on the table. Because the dog figures to himself, look, there's always water around. How often do you get cookie dough on the table? If I wait a minute to take a drink from this water, there's going to be one of those dumb two-legged creatures is going to come along and steal my cookie dough. So therefore, the first thing he does is he'll go for the cookie dough. He'll never go first for the water. And that would mean that he was definitely not Mitame the cookie dough. So therefore, since dogs are smart, they don't make a mistake of leaving cookie dough behind. And Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov mitaher bekelav shehu pikeach. He's got too much brains to do that. She'ein darko laniach damazon v'leilech lamayim. It's always easier to find a little bit of water, and he'll put off the water for the cookie dough. Is there anything you cannot learn from a Mishnah somewhere? Okay, so this concludes our Perek Shlishi.
Rebbe, in the first opening of the Mishnah, it turns out, if I understood correctly, that Rebbe Meir's Chashash, which is basically Lechumra, in this case turns out to be a Kula, because he gives it so much credence.
Fascinating. We often find that in the Gemara about Rebbe Meir, that according to Rebbe Meir, who's Chashin and Lemuyota, we can be Mitzaref, the Mir, to a Chazaka, which according to Chachami, we wouldn't be able to do. So, yeah, that's actually a common finding.